Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, whatever it is for you. I know it's the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Get at me all throughout the program. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so here's the deal, man. So much to get into when you think about the weekend that was. The U.S. Open did not disappoint, man. It had its highs. It had its lows. It had its Phil Mickelsons. It had its Brooks Koepkas, who comes back to back winning this thing. Just an amazing effort from this guy. Very cool stuff. You had the Fleetwood great final round where he had a chance to be in the history books on his own. You had Tiger not making the cut once again. No Rory, no Jordan. Like, seriously, stuff you cannot make up when it comes to the golf world. So really cool stuff to talk to you about in that sense and on that front. And believe me, I'm going to talk a lot about the Phil Mickelson debacle, because to me, man, oh man, that was one of the bigger stories of this tournament. And you know what? For all the wrong reasons. When you think about it, Brooks Koepka should be the story. The guy wins back-to-back, and obviously he is at the end of the day, but Phil Mickelson with that Bush League move of going after his ball before it stops moving. I honestly thought I was watching an amateur. I thought I was watching a serious joker out there at that point, but somehow, some way, he does finish the tournament. I thought they should have disqualified him. Maybe he should have disqualified himself, but that's a whole nother conversation. And believe me, I welcome that thought and whatever your opinion and your take is on this. 1-800-878-7529. But I do want to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball as well, because so much is going on there too, man. Some great stuff. Boston Red Sox, Yankees playing fantastic baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers in the National League playing pretty good baseball. And believe me, that's near and dear to my heart. Football, NFL, man, so much going on there too. When you think about the camps that just happened and some guys making some pretty big moves, at least some pretty good signs of what they may bring to the table, like a guy like Lamar Jackson, the dude from Louisville, I'm sorry, but I'm just excited to talk about it. Believe me, man, so much to get into. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You gotta be kidding.
How close can you be?
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the wild world of sports at 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. But since we're listening to that clip, obviously a putt, and obviously someone getting real close, maybe Phil Mickelson. And the truth is this, man. I want to give props to Brooks Koepka because the guy played fantastic, pulling himself back into this thing. The run from Fleetwood was magnificent. That was so cool to see. So cool to see. And then you had guys that, you know, you thought were going to do some stuff, and they fell backwards. And most notably, Dustin Johnson. I cannot avoid this. I cannot give this dude a free pass. I just can't do it. He finds ways to lose tournaments more often than not. Everybody talks about him having so much talent. The guy being so special. He hits the hell out of the ball. I know that, man. I know that. But at some point throughout the tournament, it seems like he fails miserably. Whether it's with the putter, whether it's with the irons, whether it's with the driver, which again, I know he hits very well, extremely well. But the truth of the matter is, man, Dustin Johnson, I would have to say I call this guy somewhat of a choke artist. If I'm not mistaken, that was the largest 36-hole lead that he blew. Brooks Koepka, on the other hand, wins back-to-back for only, I believe, the first time since Curtis Strange did it, who, by the way, is now announcing this stuff. How ironic is that? But back in 1989, I think he was able to win this thing back-to-back. So, just some amazing stuff happened throughout the weekend when you think about the U.S. Open. And so special that it's always on Father's Day weekend. I always find that to be really cool. And as an American, you know, to be able to win this thing as a father or having your father in the crowd, it's special. It really is. And Koepka goes back to back. That's special too. So I want to mainly focus on him and show him a lot of my respect and show him how much he honored the game. And he, at the end, man, he wasn't like everybody else that was blaming the golf course, you know, saying too difficult of conditions, too tough. The USGA blew this one. The course is lost. I believe Zach Johnson said that, if I'm not mistaken. Dude, here's what I don't understand about that. Okay, let me throw this at you. Aren't the conditions the same for every golfer that's playing? So isn't it fair to say that when the conditions are really tough for you, Zach Johnson, well, you know what? They're equally tough for Brooks Koepka. But Brooks Koepka was able to keep his, you know what, together, and you were not able to keep your stuff together. I had to change my thought because I had a different word in my head. Probably can't say that word, though. But you all know where I was going. The bottom line is the conditions are the same for everybody. The only thing that changes is the wind. Obviously, is going to be a little different throughout the day. But the fairways are the same distance apart for everybody. The greens are the same for everybody. And that may change in a sense, too, because maybe they're harder at some points than others. And maybe they're holding better at certain points throughout the day. I can understand that. But again, those are things you already know are going to be uncontrollable. So what can you control? You can control yourself. And now here's where I want to get into Phil Mickelson. Because that dude lost control of himself. That dude lost control of his emotions. And if you ask me, the USGA gave the guy a free pass. Totally should have made an example of Phil instead of going the other way, if you ask me. Again, maybe I'm being too hard. Let me know what you think. 1-800-878-7529. I think it was an absolutely Bush League play. Bush League move, man. From one of the game's greats. From one of the guys that people really admire. One of those guys that people look up to and say, wow, I want to be like Phil Mickelson because he can hit all those crazy flop shots. Or I love the way that he brings the ball right to left or left to right. Well, this is definitely something that you do not want to follow Phil Mickelson's footsteps in, people. Because the guy hit the ball on the green before it stopped moving. I felt like I was watching Happy Gilmore. Like, no joke whatsoever. I thought I was watching Happy Gilmore. Go to your home. Go to your home. And then he got so frustrated that he just went after the ball and he tapped it the other way toward the hole. And the fact that it's only a two-stroke penalty, to me, that's somewhat shocking. I'm sorry. That sets a standard for people to be able to go do this and get away with it to a certain degree. If that's all you get is a two-stroke penalty, these guys are pretty good. They can make that up somewhere down the road, man. So the display from Phil Mickelson was atrocious. Was not a good look at all. And here's what he really did, people. And nobody says it. I'm going to say it. He cheated. That's what he did. He cheated, man. And it was blatant. It was premeditated. And I thought he got away with it. And I'm really, really somewhat disgusted. This was on national television, man. Millions and millions of people saw this. So now they think that it's acceptable to go out and do this when they're playing. And it's not. It's not acceptable. 1-800-878-7529. Believe me, I love ranting about the sports world, which, by the way, I haven't mentioned this, and I do want to get this out there. World Cup soccer is also going on. So if you're a World Cup soccer person, if you're a soccer person in general, love to hear from you. Absolutely would love to hear from you. Mexico. Wow. Mexico pulls it off, man. They beat Germany. 1-0. And I'll tell you what was really special about this is obviously Germany, the defending World Cup champs. And nobody really expected Mexico to beat them. And that's why you play the games. That's what makes all sports pretty cool. Brazil and Switzerland, I believe they tied 1-1. Serbia beats Croatia 1-0. I'll give you a couple other scores here too. France beating Australia 2-1. Iceland and Argentina, I think that was another shocking outcome, being able to tie Argentina. Very small place, Iceland, and then they go out there and they're able to hang with one of the better teams in the world. If I'm not mistaken, they're like 5 in the world, Argentina. So that was huge. Denmark gets a victory. I kind of like them for some reason. I think Denmark's going to be okay. So the World Cup is going on, man. And believe me, I love talking all sports. So whatever's on your mind, it's going to be on my mind at 1-800-878-7529. Hear the music behind me, people. Get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. A lot to dive into in the sports world. We got the NBA draft. We can talk a little bit about that, too. We got NFL football. And believe me, I want to talk a little bit about that because there were people that have been making some pretty good moves early. Anyways, I do have to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, people. Let's hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I have already discussed a little bit about the U.S. Open and talked a little bit about the World Cup as well, because obviously that's going on, and I think it's pretty cool stuff to talk about. So get at me if you want to talk about those things. 1-800-878-7529. Again, I'm always here. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Take your calls into the wee hours of the night. And believe me, I love talking to you. I'm not joking when I say that. It's really all about talking with you, discussing different things that are going on in the sports world. And I have a couple of different things that I want to get into now and obviously for the rest of the show. The NBA draft is right around the corner. 21st of June, 4 p.m. my time. That would be 7 p.m. Eastern time. And the Phoenix Suns, the team. I live in the great state of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. It's a beautiful place. And the truth is I do watch the Suns. I cover the Suns. And I think that they've been very disappointing over the past few years, no doubt about it. And this is a way that you can change a lot. And you can feel good about things if you do this right. And ultimately, nobody necessarily knows what's right. But the experts will tell you, take this guy or that guy or this guy. I'm pretty sure they're going to take DeAndre Ayton. I'm pretty sure. I personally like this Marvin Bagley kid. I think the guy is unbelievable. I really do. There's a bunch of players in this draft that could be the next thing, which is pretty cool, because a lot of times you don't have that promise or that hope. And ultimately, I think this is a relatively deep draft where you can get yourself some quality. I think there's going to be a lot of steals in the second round. I really do. I'm interested and I'm curious as to why people are down on Trae Young. You know, throughout the college season, he dazzled people. Did he slow down toward the end? Yeah, you know why? I think because of his body. That's why I think he slowed down more than anything. When you're playing at the clip that kid was playing at early in the season, you really only have one way to go, people. Let's be honest. So I think that Trae Young's an interesting guy. I really think he's interesting. Michael Porter Jr., I think he's going to be interesting. I think people might be a little scared about that. And then what about Kawhi Leonard? Where does he wind up? Doesn't want to be in San Antonio. His first eye of a destination, at least as far as rumors go, is said to be L.A. And then does that set up a L.A. Bronzo and Kawhi Leonard going to L.A. to help rebuild that franchise? Because truth be told, they can go after two guys that they can give a lot of money to. If I'm not mistaken, they have somewhere around 70 plus million that they can spend. And LeBron will get somewhere around 35 or 36. And then Kawhi, I mean, if he stays in San Antonio, we know he can max out at 5 years and $219 million. So there's a lot of interest in the NBA. The draft is fun, too, but the offseason, I'll tell you what, the offseason is more entertaining than the regular season in the playoffs. Because we've always had that, where is LeBron going to go thing? Or KD, where is he going to go? Or Russ, where does he wind up? James Harden. We've had these guys that have made their moves. Chris Paul. So the NBA is a lot of fun. And it's alive, well, and kicking, believe me. But I think it's going to be interesting, not only where does LeBron wind up, Paul George, where does he wind up? Obviously, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul. There's so many combinations that could potentially take place. So I'm really intrigued by the NBA draft that's coming up June 21st. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's going to be fun. And if you're the Phoenix Suns, don't blow this. That's all I can say. Don't blow this. If there's a move, what would it be? What would be intriguing enough to trade that first pick? I guess that's the real question. And there's rumors about that too. Maybe Kawhi Leonard involved. Who knows? Again, we'll have to see how the chips fall. But I do think that this is a really important draft for the Phoenix Suns. First time in your 50-year history that you have the number one draft pick. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, I'm just curious. I'm really curious as to where LeBron winds up, where Kawhi winds up. Just so many different trade scenarios with Kawhi. And with LeBron, we know that wherever he goes, man, it's going to electrify that team. And if you put these two cats together, wow. Wow. I think it would be dynamite. I really do. And then what about LeBron to Milwaukee? Him and Giannis playing together. I mean, again, there's so many different things that are out there. So we got to sit back. We got to kind of let it all settle in. And see what winds up happening. But the NBA draft is right around the corner. June 21st can't come soon enough. Should be fun. Should be good. Should be interesting offseason, like it always is in the NBA. All right, I want to get a little baseball in here. At least we'll start talking and maybe continue this conversation. Actually, first, let me hit up this first, because it's on my mind. Since I was just talking about the Phoenix Suns and the fact that they have the number one draft pick. Most likely going to be DeAndre Ayton. What about David Johnson and what's going on with him in the Arizona Cardinals? Are you a little bit worried about him maybe not wanting to stick around in Arizona if he doesn't get what he wants? And the truth is, I know that there's certain dates that are involved. That's the way this works in the NFL. Got to sign this or that by this time, or this happens to you. Or he becomes a restricted free agent. May have to sit out a year, whatever it is. I think it's somewhere around August 7th. But the truth is this, man, is I understand where he's coming from. A guy like that making $1.9 million when he's on the field, he's absolutely one of the best in the league. We all know that. We all know it. So the fact that he's a little bit put the Cardinals in a position of where they're going to have to make a move. People are going to have to make something happen. That's ultimately what's going to happen here. Going to have to make it happen, Arizona Cardinals. David Johnson. Because without him, let's be quite honest, you got nothing, man. So I look at it like this. I think a guy like that has all the leverage. Same way that a Le'Veon Bell carries a lot of leverage. Because if you don't, then you franchise him, you tag him, and then you got to pay him like 14.1, which you're not going to be paying him 14.1 year after year in a contract. It just doesn't work that way for running backs anyway. Works that way for quarterbacks, we know. Those guys are getting 30 some odd million a year. So, but it's a different dynamic with running backs, and their lifespan obviously is a little different. Injuries take place. All right, I hear the music, everybody, man. A lot to get into. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. Give them to me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But a lot to dive into. On the other side, I'm going to start talking some Major League Baseball because I think it's really cool what's happening there too. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. And yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Dorian Prince will inbound. Shooter with it on the lob. Blocked away by Marquise Prince. What?
This is Sports Overnight America.
ProGreg carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys radio show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our package boats in addition to any other rebate. Hey, join the G3 life at g3boats.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Another 3-2. High fly ball. He jumped all over it. Down the left field line into the corner. See you later.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, my people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. With that highlight, we're going to talk some baseball, Major League Baseball. And do you think Bryce Harper is playing his way out of the so-called $400 million contract that he was walking into at one point? But if I'm not mistaken, I've never heard of anybody hitting 217 and getting themselves a $400 million contract. Make it of what you want. Astros are on fire right now, people. 11 straight. They finished their road trip winning 10 and losing none. So they go 10-0 on the road. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty good stuff all around when you talk about Major League Baseball. By the way, I'll go through some of the scores for you. Orioles, who have been absolutely terrible. And what are they going to do with Manny Machado? That's the question. What's going to wind up happening there? Rumors that he may get to Arizona. I don't know, necessarily know how big of a rumor, but there have been little rumors there. Yankees, someone who has some money, although why would you do that if you're the Orioles? But they do beat the Marlins 10-4, even though they're not having a very good season, 30 games under 500 right now. Nationals, they lose, and like I said, Bryce Harper, is he playing himself out of that $400 million deal? 8-6 of the Blue Jays, who have struggled all year too. Twins go down to the Indians, 4-1. Padres go down to the Braves, 4-1, and the Braves continue to impress. The Braves continue to play really well. That division is much better than I think people ever thought it would have been. Cincinnati Reds beat the Pirates 8-6. The Tampa Bay Rays get it done over the Yankees 3-1, and that's, you know, tough for the Yankees because you got to keep pace with the Boston Red Sox. Tigers win 3-1 over the White Sox. Phillies beat my Brew Crew 10-9, and that's disappointing. But that's the thing about the Brewers to me. They have the ability to beat anybody, but they have the ability to lose to anybody. They have the ability to put up a lot of runs. They have the ability to give up a lot of runs. Astros, like I said, they've won 11 straight, 7-4 over the Royals. In a big scoring game, the Rockies go down 12-13 against the Texas Rangers, and Rockies got to keep winning because those D-backs are playing all right. Angels lose to the Athletics 6-5. Boston Red Sox continue their winning ways. They beat the Mariners. I think they took 2 out of 3, if I'm not mistaken, over the weekend, 9-3. Giants beat the Dodgers. That's good for the D-backs, by the way, because they had a rough go at it with the Mets. Giants win 4-1 over the Dodgers, and like I said, Mets get it done over the D-backs 5-3, and then finally the Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 5-0. And I want to go through some of the standings as they are right now and kind of give you a little skinny on what's going on, because I think the Major League Baseball season has been relatively entertaining. There's been some really good stories. Obviously, we have the Yankees and the Red Sox, who are both just winning at an unbelievable clip. But right now, basically tied as far as it's a virtual tie with their record. And the closest to them the Rays, Toronto, both 15 games back. So that one's pretty much a two-team race. We all knew that. The Indians are starting to play a little bit better, I guess. Now 4 games over .500, and I don't really think that that's all that much of an intriguing division unless the Cleveland Indians make it that way. Houston Astros and the Mariners, I think this is going to be fun. I think the Mariners are a team to watch. I think they're going to be in this thing. They're absolutely going to be in the wild card if they continue to play like this. And it would be a runaway when you think about it, because you have the Yankees or the Red Sox, and then you'd have the Mariners, who both teams are like probably 6, 7, 8 games ahead in the wild card, would be my guess, just kind of eyeballing it. Because they've got 48 wins and the next closest to them, or 49 wins or 46 wins, depending on whether it's the Yankees, Red Sox, or the Mariners. And then the next closest to them is going to be a team somewhere in the 30s with a victory total. So they're well ahead of these other teams, is my point. So right now it's going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox, Cleveland, Houston, and the Mariners. Those are your teams. Sorry, but those are your teams. We'll see if things change a little bit. I think this is where it's really interesting in the National League. A lot of tight races in the National League. And it's not that there aren't tight races in the American League. It's you have a tight race between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers, who are 2.5 back, but I don't think the Tigers will have enough to stay there. And then you have the Astros and then the Mariners, who are 1.5 games behind them. So there's not that those divisions aren't close, but there's only two teams racing. Whereas in the National League, I think there's more teams in the mix. For instance, starting in the East, Atlanta Braves atop this division. And this has been, it's either been the Phillies, the Nationals, which they haven't owned it. They've been up there a little bit, but they've kind of bounced up and down. The Braves have been up there. The Mets started well, but they've obviously fallen apart to a certain degree because they're 10.5 back. But the Phillies are in this thing 4 games back, and the Nationals are definitely in this thing 3.5 back. Will the Braves be able to hang on? So I do think that there's some real interest, at least as far as I'm concerned. Many cities involved in the National League for sure, as far as being in the race to win the division and also a wild card. So check this out, and this will even make my point more clear. The Milwaukee Brewers have a real slim lead. They've lost a couple in a row. And probably the Phillies are like, thank God for the Milwaukee Brewers, because we've won the last two off of them. But the Brewers have a half-game lead over the Cubs. And they have a 4-game lead over St. Louis. And a 7-game lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have obviously started to fall apart to a certain degree. They were a team that was on top of the division early. But in a week's time, this division can change quite a bit. And that being said, same thing can happen in the Eastern National League East. So will the Milwaukee Brewers be able to hang on? That's going to be the question there. And if they don't hang on, will they hang on for a wild card? And then this is probably the best race of any division, to be honest with you. The National League West, where you have the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are atop that division by 1.5 games over the LA Dodgers, who have all of a sudden figured things out quite a bit. And they've won a lot of games to catch up. I mean, think about it. They were 10 games under .500 or something like that at one point. And now they're 4 games over .500. I think they're a sleeping giant, personally. Really think that the Dodgers are a sleeping giant. And when they get their mojo going completely, they're going to be a serious force to be reckoned with. But I think at the same point, the D-backs have been able to weather the storm. They went through a terrible stretch, man. Paul Goldschmidt wasn't hitting. Everybody was talking about shipping him out of town. But they seem to figure out a way to weather the storm and get back to being competitive. And they did it at home. They've somehow figured out a way to win at home for the most part. And when I say that, they wind up losing, the last couple. to the Mets at home. But before that, they were 23-14 at home. So the home has been very good to them. And that's something that kind of scares me. I mean, because they've played 32 games on the road and they've played 39 at home. So that's going to even out. We all know that. And then you have the San Francisco Giants, who are 4.5 back, and the Rockies, who are 5 back. So you have four teams that are they're legitimately in this thing. Nobody's running away with it. And I think people thought that the Dodgers were going to run away with it. We do have a second half of baseball to play. We're almost to that midway point in the season. I mean, the Diamondbacks have played 71 games. Dodgers have played 70. San Francisco's played 72. So you may have played about 72 games right now. And you may have played around 70. But as you can tell, what I'm saying is that the midway point is here. We're very close. So this is who you are. I'm sorry, but this is who you are. At a certain point, your record means something. And these are the teams that are going to be battling it out. But I do think the National League is a little bit more intriguing. I really do. More teams in the mix. More teams will be playing for something. Hopefully it's like last year where the Milwaukee Brewers are playing meaningful baseball up until the last game of the season. I hope there's not a disaster waiting to happen with them. I really do. All right, a couple things I want to get in before I take another break. And believe me, you can talk to me at 1-800-878-7529 if you'd like. Or you can hit me up and follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Gives you all the times of the shows and things along those lines. Love my people listening to me, by the way, on XM Sirius. You people at SB Nation Radio. Wherever you listen to me in the globe, man. That's the greatest thing about sports. It's a global thing. All over the world. All different times. We can talk sports. I think that there's been some interesting things from some of these OTAs. And one of the big takeaways I've got was OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., putting in a little extra work with Eli Manning. You know, everybody's talking about this guy like, oh, he's, you know, when he was, you're seeing those videos of him and you were hearing the complaining about money. Dude, at the end of the day, that guy can ball. He can flat out ball, people. The guy that can ball is a headache that I think is worthwhile investing in. It's the same thing with a Le'Veon Bell, for crying out loud. Yeah, he wants to get paid, but at the same time, he'll keep taking $14 million a year if you're going to tag him every year. So at the end of the day, he's actually winning. Because again, that's more money that he would get than if he were to sign a deal, most likely. Tom Brady, man, I don't know if you happen to catch that interview with him and Oprah, any of you people. But he was relatively transparent. You know, he was kind of laying it out there. And he does see retirement getting closer. And I think that's obvious, of course. The guy's in his 40s. But with that being said, if you don't remember, at the last Super Bowl, dude is throwing for record numbers. So like a fine wine, the dude is aging like a fine wine, I should say. He's aging like a fine wine. Getting better as he's getting older. And not most of us can say that. Anyways, a lot to get into again, man. I got to take another pause for the cause because I can hear the music behind me. I'm Andy Dorf, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Follow me. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'm Andy Dorf again. Weekend recap. This is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody, here for the final time. I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, I love your thoughts, I love your opinions. I love talking to you here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Start every Sunday, going into your Monday most likely at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Believe me, man, you can always follow me on Twitter and hit me up there, and we can always have that social conversation, social media conversation at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But a couple thoughts in my brain before I get the heck out of Dodge. Again, I want to recap the fact that Phil Mickelson and what he did out on that golf course was absolutely atrocious. The way that they handled it, I personally thought it was atrocious. Look, he deserved to be disqualified, flat out. That's what he deserved. He knew his ball was going off. His excuse after, or his explanation after, was absolutely pathetic in my humble opinion. And I think that they made the wrong decision by not kicking this guy out or disqualifying him to play in the fourth round of this major. Also, real quickly, World Cup, man, it's good stuff. If you're not into it, I encourage you to check it out, because the truth is that, you know what, miracles can happen. Teams can go out there and they can beat another team that you have no way or idea that they could absolutely do what they do, like Mexico beating Germany, the defending World Cup champs. It happens, man. That's why they play the games, people. That's why they do it. And that's why I love talking to you here on the Weekend Recap every Sunday starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Overnight America show. So for Scott, for all the great clips, man, I appreciate your hard work, man. You deserve a break, and I know you're going to be gone, so enjoy it. I'll be back, obviously, rapping with you people on the Weekend Recap next week, Sunday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.